Well, the match that nobody wanted. Same result, same performance, same delight, I'm sure, on 90 minutes now.
We're delighted. You know, we had, after the initial game and everyone's a bit flat and the supporters are disappointed, 1,100 of them turn up tonight. They're not that disappointed, are they? Because 1,100 turn up to see us go again. And there's a little bit of belief in our supporters at the minute, and it's great to see as a manager because, you know, these lads, we're a little bit stretched today again. Sam has to go back, but our players don't have to work hard for the club. And as a supporter, a manager, anyone, you should always be proud of your team. And you won't always win. It's a good night for us tonight because we've won. You won't always win. We have a good work ethic, and that's the biggest thing as a manager that pleases me the most. Over Christmas, they've sacrificed. They've come in, they've worked, not a crossword. We had to come back down today, prepare properly. And we played well again today. You know, I felt over the balance of 90 minutes, I feel we deserve to win. When I watch the DVD, I might change my mind. You know, but we've got good players, we're a good club, and we want to start acting a bit more like it, don't we?
I think two shots on target in the game for MK Dons says an awful lot.
We worked hard, you know, out of possession, and, you know, big arm, and you can, everyone can see. He's missed a glorious chance second half, that would have capped a great performance, but he's learning on the job at the minute. The good thing for us is that our supporters stay with him. It's so important that it doesn't split opinion, because what happens when it splits opinion, they wait for them to make a mistake, and it don't argue about our players like that, they don't deserve it. Our support at the minute over Christmas has been second to none. It's been absolutely top class, and I think the lads have backed that up with their performances as well.
Of course, Owen Dawes on everybody's lips as a scorer, but he turned provided tonight.
He's great tonight. You see, we're a bit short. Owen has to go on the left, and there's probably millions of scouts here watching him tonight, and he just goes on that left side and does a shift for the team. And, you know, I'm so proud of Owen because, you know, at a time of a lot of, what's the right word, Phil? When people are after you.
Yeah, a bit of strife or pressure.
He conducts himself so well, and, you know, you see Tendai hasn't trained all week. He's been off sick. The lads are a credit. I'm really proud tonight, I really am, because it's always a difficult game to come back down here, because one thing for sure, they're a good side, MK Dons, that's for sure.
And of course Ian Everett picked up a calf injury yesterday as well.
He's going to be out for a few weeks and that, but to be fair to Charlie Raglan, looks like he's been playing football for the last 20 years, he absolutely strolls through the game, and I'd just like to tell all our fans, I was the one who brought him in, I found him, it wasn't Paul Mitchell, he wasn't involved in that one at all, sorry Mitch.
He might be the one that you sell in January then.
No, it was obviously Paul Mitchell brought Charlie to the club, he's always been a strong advocate of Charlie, and you've only got to see his performances now to know if he keeps his head down and keeps working hard, then he's got half a chance of being a player.
We all know that this fixture was not one that anybody saw, but you said before the game, if Chesterfield win again, you're back in love with the FA Cup. Scunthorpe will be a full house.
Well, how many fans will we take to Scunthorpe? Phil, you won't get a ticket. They'll be queuing out to the car park tomorrow morning at Chesterfield, and that's what the FA Cup means to people. We've got great respect for MK Dons and every team that we play. But one of the things about us, we go away from home and we're always involved in good games. I think as a supporter of your club, I think you can be quite proud that we don't get embroiled in the dirty tactics, the time wasting, the stoppages. We engage people in a good, open, attractive game, and I always got taught that'll bring supporters back. Certainly doing wonders for us at the minute, and long may it continue.
And two games in quick succession that you've not used any substitutes as well.
Yeah, it was unfair on the lads to go on. You know, I must compliment Carl as we go along as well, because MK Dons have had a fantastic season to date. They're going very, very strong in the league, and they've got a very powerful squad. And I, for one, I certainly wish them the best of luck in the rest of the league campaign.